Welcome to the Coach Santiago Podcast, where Coach Santiago shares his expert knowledge of athletic development, coaching tips, advice for parents of athletes, and how you can turn your passion for the sport into your business. Coach Santiago has over a decade of experience and has worked with over 2,500 athletes with programs generating over $10 million in sales and $2.5 million in college scholarships since 2003. We hope you enjoy each episode, and remember, coaching is an action, not a position.
Hey there, this is Coach Santiago. I just want to spend a moment with you this afternoon talking about something that is very, very important in the development of a young player. After you've gotten past the basic skill sets of playing the game of baseball and understanding the game of baseball and really figuring out whether or not you are serious about baseball, there's a piece of this transformation that has to be honed in on by you, the player. And you're the only one that can do this, but by far it's one of the most important things you can do. And what I call is fitting into the box. So I'm just going to give you a real quick example of some boxes. We've got corner infield power hitters. We've got middle infield small ball players. We've got guys who steal bases and get on and generate opportunities for RBIs for their lineup. We've got power pitchers. We've got pitchers who don't have a dominant fastball but have great secondary stuff and have some pitchability. And as you guys move on, it gets more and more specialized. You start seeing guys that are specialties in this, that, and the other thing. But I think you starting to understand which box you fit in, and there are some simple things you can do to understand what this is, right? Ask somebody who you really respect, who's got a background in evaluation, at a high level. We're not talking about, your local little league coach. We're talking about a pro scout or a college coach or somebody that's evaluating some of the best talent out there, who all they do is evaluate talent. A big part of what they do is evaluate talent. And ask them, hey, based on where I'm at, and you could be 12 years old, you could be 13 years old, there's a lot they're going to see that you don't see and the average person out there doesn't see. And they may be able to give you a spark and say, you know what, with your body type, with the way you play, with your mechanical skill set, you are a pitcher. And you need to focus on that side. You can do some other stuff, but this is where your stock's going to be. And what that does is it's not eliminating your options. What it's really doing is it's giving you direction. And it's giving you an opportunity to really understand where your stock is, what's going to make you the most attractive to guys like the guy you just got done talking to about your skill set. So it's very, very important that you understand that piece of the process. The instant that happens, you and your family are now in the driver's seat. You're able to make some decisions. You're able to make some plans. You're able to develop rapport with coaches. You're able to start to seek coaches that can help you develop these skills that fit into whatever particular box you have to fit into. But it's one of the first things you want to definitely figure out once you've achieved a certain level of success in the game. You don't want to wait till you get to high school. I think it's a little bit too late at that point. And I know guys who are 16, 17 who don't know what box they fit in. They're line drive, gap to gap guys who think they're home run hitters, and that's how they're programming themselves, and that's how they're trying to approach the game. And you know what? There's a lot of guys who hit 50 doubles a year in the big leagues with 10, 15 home runs and make a lot of money. So it doesn't mean that you can't be productive and you can't be successful and you can't get a scholarship and you can't be the best version of yourself because you're not a power hitter and that's all that's on TV. There are different strokes for different folks. There are different opportunities. But I want you to be clear on the fact that as an evaluator myself, I can tell you we're always looking to put you in a box. And so you've got to understand that as a family, as a baseball player, that you're going to be in the box. regardless, whether you want to be there or not. But I just say, identify that early. Talk to people who really know a lot about evaluation and people who are, you know, leaders in that space. Then from there, put you in the driver's seat, put together a plan, put together an action plan, put together a very specific way you want to try to develop those skills. Dominate the things that are going to help you get to the next level, whether that's high school, whether that's college, professional baseball. Figure out who you are so then you can figure out how you can become the best version of yourself. That's how this works. Once you get that information, you digest it and say, okay, I know for me to be the best version of myself, because of the natural ability I have, I kind of fit into this box, I've got to really dominate these things and make myself very marketable to the next level of evaluators. So huge, huge benefit to going out there and figuring out which box you fit in the scouting world, in the evaluation world, because at the end of the day, you will be evaluated as an individual. Nobody's going to evaluate you based on your team, or what your team has done, or how your team has done it. They're really going to base their evaluation on how they see you and how well that particular player that fits in that box fits what they're looking for. So I hope you guys have found this information helpful. And as always, remember, coaching is an action. It's not just a position.